Okay, a good evening and an Erev Shabbos, everyone. We'll see exactly what the connections to the parsha, but we'd like to talk about this evening are the types of begadim one uses for tzitzis, and what is preferable, what is good, what is bad, and what we should and should not be wearing. Everybody here are adults, so some of the things we're going to talk about are probably not applicable to most of us, but just in theory it's good to know. We're going to talk about wool versus cotton, we're going to talk about mesh tzitzis, and we're going to talk about undershirt tzitzis, and what are the different halachas and issues that pertain to them. Let's begin first with wool and cotton, and see what the sugya says. The Gemara Menachos Daf Lamites says that Rav Nachman holds that min haTorah midaraisa, only tzemer and pishim, wool and linen, are considered begadim that need tzitzis. We learn this from the Parsha of Nagai, and we'll see in a moment, which is connected to begadim. And Rava learns from a pasuk of Hakanaf min Haknaf that the tzitzis can be made of anything else besides tzemer and pishim, wool and linen, in order to be chayv min haTorah of tzitzis. So let's see the Gemara in front of us to have a better understanding. Ta shma, the Gemara says, come and learn. Regarding the following question, Damar Rachva Amar Rav Yehuda Chute, the strings of the white of the tzemer of the our wool are potrin b'shel pishtan, are sufficient to have wool strings for a linen talis. B'shel pishtan potrin b'shel tzemer, and to have strings of linen are sufficient for a talis of wool. So says the Gemara as follows: Chute tzemer, the strings of the tcheles of the wool, the pishtun, and the white, which will be of the linen, potrin, they fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, b'chol makom, on any begadim, v'afilu b'shirayim, even on silk clothing. Meaning, these are also chayv and tzitzis min haTorah, and therefore you can put strings of wool or linen together, and you don't violate the prohibition of kalayim, because the mitzvah of tzitzis pushes aside the prohibition of kalayim. Then the Gemara says, "Upligas Rav Nachman," but Rav Yehuda, who holds that even silk is good for to be chayiv in tzitzis, and therefore it's mutter to put on the tzitzis a mixture of wool and linen, he argues with Rav Nachman. To Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, "Hashirayin peturin min hatzitzis." That no, the non-wool and linen clothing are not chayiv in tzitzis. De Rava Rami. Now, the Gemara skips a bit and says, De Rava Rami, that Rava has a question based on the contradiction of Sukkim. Ksiv, it says in Sefer Bamidbar that you should put the tzitzis hakanaf, v'nosnut al tzitzis kanaf. You should put them on the corners. So here, it says the tzitzis should be min kanaf. It should be of the same species as the beged itself. Now, whatever the beged is, the tzitzis should be as well. However, it shouldn't be of anything else. Uksiv. But then it says in Dvarim, lo silba shatnez tzemer upishtim. You should not wear shatnez of tzemer, of wool and pishtim, of linen. And then it says, gedilim ta'asalach, that you should have tzitzis as well. So it seems to be that tzitzis could only be on tzemer and pishtim, on wool and linen, and not on anything else, because apparently the Torah says this is a discussion about wool and linen, and then you should put tzitzis on it. So only wool or linen objects should get tzitzis on it. Hakeit said, so how do we contradict this? Can it be whatever you want for the beged, or should the beged only be wool and linen? So the answer is tzemer u'pishtim potrim. Tzemer and pishtim, wool and linen, fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis bein b'minan. Whether the beged, whether the clothing itself of the tzitzis is wool or linen, ubein shelo minan, or whether it's any other material. However, shar minim, other types of species that you want to make the tzitzis strings out of, b'minam potrin, are only good for that min, for that species. So, for example, if you have silk beged, you can have silk tzitzis. And if you have, any other type of material, that will fulfill it. However, but if I wanted to use, for example, silk tzitzis strings on a wool or a linen beged, that would not be sufficient. It doesn't work. And then the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman who says that only the cloth, only the beged, the material of the tzitzis clothing, if is only fulfills the mitzvah of the Torah, if it's wool and linen, so that's actually Katana de Yerushal. He actually follows the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. What did they teach in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael? Titana debay Rabbi Yishmael. Ho'il benemru, begadim, it says begadim very often in the Torah. The Torah uses the expression begadim, the clothing. Betorah stam, and it doesn't clarify what material the begad is made out of. Right? It says, for example, v'yasulem tzitzis al kanfei bigdayhem. You should put tzitzis on the corners of your begadim. But what type of begadim? However, uprat l'cha hakasu be'echrayhem. There is one place in the Torah, which is this week's parsha, where the Torah explicitly says what is a begad made out of, and that is in the parsha of Tumas Nagayim, of Tzaras, where it says beveged semer ubeveged pishtim, that it will be on beged semer or beged pishtim. So we see the Torah specifically says that af kol, any other place in the Torah where it says the word beged, it means semer upishtim. It means that there should be wool or linen. So the source, according to Rav Nachman, and the source according to the Yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael, that the begadim, the cloth that we put our tzitzis on, needs to be from wool or linen, is this week's parsha in describing the clothing that one can get saras on, whether beged, wool, or linen. However, Rava and the other Talmid Chacham understand that no, anything can be chayv in tzitzis min haTorah. So how do we paskin? This is very important. The Rif understands the halach as like Rav Nachman, the Tana debate Rabbi Yishmael, that only wool and linen begadim are chayiv in tzitzis according to the Torah. The only thing, by the way, that's called semer is sheep's wool, not other types of wool of other animals. That's what the Beis Yosef says, that semer in the Torah means sheep's wool. All other materials only need tzitzis midirabanan according to the Rif. And this is the shita of the Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis and the Rimigash and the Rashba citing Rav Haigon and the Ramban, the Sefer HaChinach, the Orchas Chaim, the Nuka Yosef, the Tshuva Sarabaz, men showed him saying that only wool and linen fulfills the mitzvah of tzitzis min haTorah. Tosus in Menachas, however, cite Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, who understand that other materials like cotton can also be chayv in tzitzis according to the Torah. And this is the sheet of the Smag, the Mordechai, the Reed, the Rush, the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Tur, many, many Chachmei Ashkenaz saying that you can fulfill the Torah commandments of tzitzis even with a cotton begad. So how do you pass in the halacha? So let's look here in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchot Tzitzis Norachayim and Simen Tess. The Shulchan Aruch follows the Rif in the Rambam. Ein chayv b'tzitzis min haTorah ela beged pishtim. You only fulfill the mitzvah min haTorah wearing tzitzis if it's linen, o shel semer rechelim, or if it is wool. Aval big day sharminim, tzitzis cloth, the begadim of any other type of species, ein chayv b'tzitzis ela min darabanan. There's only chayv rabbinically. But the Ramah counters, and he follows the Chachmei Ashkenaz, that the materials for a beged, any material for a beged, is chayv midoraisa. Says the Rama, v'yesh omrim, tekulhu chayav midoraisa v'achilchasa. There are those who say that even your cotton beged fulfills the mitzvah min haTorah of tzitzis, and that is the halacha. Now, why does it make a difference to you? Who cares if you're wearing a cotton or a wool beged? What's the difference at the end of the day? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel gives three differences, why it matters. He says the first thing is that it's better to fulfill a mitzvah min haTorah than a mitzvah derabanan. Why would you, if you could fill a rabbinic one, if I could fill a Torah one, why would I fulfill only rabbinic commandments? Number two, in a case of a suffix, in a case of a doubt, if the mitzvah is midrabanan, we can be lenient, which actually makes a kula. It could be better to wear a cotton tzitzis, because if there's a doubt, if your tzitzis are kosher, we can be lenient by a derabanan. And finally, if during the week you're wearing a beged without tzitzis, now you're being mevatel mitzvah d'oraisa. Now, if your tzitzis are pasul, you have to remove your beged right away, because I'm wearing a four-cornered garment, according to the Torah, that needs tzitzis, and my tzitzis are no good. Now, that's only the case if the beged is chayv midoraisa, because the doraisa would push aside kavod abrios, meaning if you're in the middle of shul, and someone points out to you that your talis, or your tzitzis, your talis katan is not kosher, you got to start disrobing right there and take it off, because if you're wearing a four-cornered garment with non-kosher tzitzis, then you're violating Nisa Doraisa, and Kavod HaBrios, your personal respect, doesn't override that. But if you're wearing a Beged Atzad Derabanan, then accordingly, Kavod HaBrios would override it. So if you're walking down the street and somebody says, hey, there's a tear on your tzitzis, you got to take that tzitzis off, you got to take off your Beged, and we hold that the tzitzis you're wearing are only Chayv Midarabanan, then you don't have to disrobe in the middle of Central Avenue, and that would be okay to keep on wearing it till you got home. Now, what should we passing like over here? Well, obviously, for us who are Ashkenazim, that should seem to be case closed. We should be wearing cotton tzitzis without any question. Now, is there an inyan to be mekayim a d'oraisa in this special case as well, to be machmer for the mechaber, to fulfill a d'oraisa according to all opinions? So the Mishabur and Sifkat and Heisa El Yaraba, who says that it's good for a Yirei Shemayim, someone who is extra careful, to have wool beged, so you can be mekayim the d'oraisa according to the Rif. Now this is a chiddush, because there's not even a chiyuv to wear tzitzis, let alone wool ones, right? I'm going to be super strict on a mitzvah that I don't even really have to do. In addition, we're B'nai Ashkenaz, we follow the Ramah. And the other issue here is that there's nothing wrong with fulfilling a derabanan. So why is the Mishabur getting us so riled up? So Rav Moshe finds it as a tshuva in the Gross Motion, or a Chaim Nechelik Beis. And he says that the Gemara says that even though tzitzis is a mitzvah kiyumis, a mitzvah that one can opt to do, which again ties in, we at least connect us Yom HaTzmut, because Rav Moshe says that the chiyuv of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is also a mitzvah kiyumis, just like tzitzis, and this is the example he gives. So at the time of a charon af, if there's an idin rischas, as the Gemara, a time where there's midas hadin and there's tragedy and people are being judged, in Shemayim they punish someone who doesn't even fulfill a mitzvah kiyumis, an optional mitzvah. Now, the question is, if during an idin rischa, a time of midas hadin, do they require only the d'oraisa to be fulfilled or even the d'rabbanan? So says Rav Moshe, it makes sense that if you want to act in the best possible way during a time of strict judgment from the heavens, you should also want to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. And therefore Rav Moshe says that there's no problem following the Ramah, but like the Mishabura, a Yirei Shemayim should be machmer to wear wool tzitzis. Now, there are some poskim who feel that one should wear cotton tzitzis properly. And that is led by the Vilna Gaon. In the Maaser Rav in Siman Yud Zayin, it says the Vilna Gaon wore a cotton talis katan. The question is why? Why did he do this? Doesn't it say? So there are two explanations that are given. The first is from Rav Shmuel Salant, the Rav of Yerushalayim. Rav Shmuel Salant said that the Vilna Gaon wore regular talis and tefillin all day. We know, see the pictures, right? The Vilna Gaon's wearing his tefillin on top and his talis over his shoulders. So he was already fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraisa by wearing a wool talis like we do. And therefore, Rav Shmuel Salant said, he chose to wear a talis katan of katan so he could fulfill both the mitzvah d'oraisa and the mitzvah d'oraisa of lo susser to listen to the rabbis in following the d'rabbanan. So by wearing a katan and a wool, he fulfilled the d'oraisa and the d'rabbanan at the same time. Now, this is also the Kabbalah and the practice in Brisk. In Brisk, they generally do not wear a wool talis katan in order to not be mezalzel, in order to not desecrate the derabanan beged of other types of species. The minhag of Rabbi Soloveitchik, as Rabbi Shachter records in the beginning of Mipnei Harav, is that Rabbi Soloveitchik followed the Gra and wore cotton tzitzis as well. The Chazon Ish also similarly explained that the Gra wanted to be mefarsim, wanted to show people the halacha that one doesn't need to have a beged of wool. And in Bnei Brak, many people follow the minhag of the Chazon Ish. It says in the Dinim Vanagos of the Chazon Ish in Perek Beis, the Chazon Ish wore cotton begadim because woolen garments get full of perspiration. And it's putter from tzitzis because it gets gross. And the Chazon Ish felt that if the Gra practiced this way, then we should do it as well. And that's one sheet. The other sheet of why the Gra did this is because the Gra wore a shirt made of linen, apparently, and he wanted to be machmer to not wear wool and linen clothing together and be warmed by both together. So that is part one of the shiur, wool versus cotton begadim. Is it proper to have a wool beged all the time? 100%. It's the right thing to do. If one can do it and it's not such a burden to them and it's not so hot and uncomfortable, wearing a wool beged all the time would certainly be the right thing to do. And if one isn't able to do it, certainly one can follow the Ramah without any issue and the Gra and the Chazon Ish. This leads to part two of the shiur, and that is materials made from synthetic, begadim made from synthetic material. The Gemara Menachos Daf Mem, Amud Beis, on the next daf, cites Rava, as we saw before, that begad made of leather is pasur and tzitzis. Leather is not kosher for tzitzis. It sounds highly uncomfortable, but even so, leather is not kosher for tzitzis. And this is side lahalach by the Rambam Hilchos Tzitzis and the Shulchan Aruch and the next simen in Simen Yud. Why? What's wrong with leather tzitzis? So the Olas Tamid says that there's no mitzvah derabanan to put tzitzis on leather begad because the Chachamim were only mechayiv said we had to put tzitzis on something that could be confused with wool and linen. But nobody would ever confuse leather with wool and linen. And this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah, The Lavush goes one step further, and he elaborates and explains that we require kol kanfei bigdayhem, that has to be on the begadim, and the beged has to be something that is woven by definition. This is not the case with leather. Leather is not a woven material. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Samech Dalet says that if something is not arig, if it's not woven, then it's not considered a beged, a proper beged according to the Torah. The Shuvas Chassam Sofer discussed this as well, and this is the reason cited the halacha by the Mabusha Yantav, the Prima Gadim, the Shochan Aruch HaRav, and the Mishabura as to why leather is not a good option. You're wondering why we're discussing leather. I promise you we'll get there in a moment, to the point over here. The Chayadam in Perek Yud Aleph says that a beged of leather is not called a beged anywhere in halacha. And the Aruch HaShulchan notes that when the Torah speaks about tumah, it always says, O beged, O or, beged or leather, indicating that leather is not a beged, or else the Torah wouldn't have had to delineate it in a separate category. In the Beis Baruch on the Chayadam, so he wants to learn from the Chayadam that if something leather does become a regular beged in society, it still wouldn't be a beged, because leather is never a beged. Meaning, it's not a beged in the eyes of the Torah. Even if leather became a normal thing for people to wear all the time, it still wouldn't be a beged according to the Torah. The Beis Baruch rejects this, and he says that leather is not a beged because it wasn't the derech to make a leather beged. But if it would become the derech, it would become normal to wear, I guess, more popular to wear leather pants and leather shirts and things like that, then it would be chayiv in tzitzis nowadays. Therefore, he argues, as we'll see in a moment, that synthetic materials made nowadays for normal clothing would be a beged and chayiv in tzitzis. However, in his Oz Nidberuv, Binyamin Zilber retracts this opinion. He walks it back, and he says that even leather worn for clothing nowadays would be putzer in tzitzis. So let's turn now to synthetic materials, nylon mesh tzitzis. According to the Lavush, if leather was made into fibers and woven, it would be chayiv in tzitzis, right? Because the issue with leather is that it's not woven. According to the Chayadim, it should make a difference because leather is ayis beged. It's not a beged. It's not a beged according to the Torah. So how do we pass on the halacha here? I have synthetic material, which is essentially made out of plastic, woven into fibers and turned into mesh tzitzis. So is that appropriate in order to put tzitzis on them? So the Shuvas Har Tzvi in Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph writes that according to the Ramah, all types of materials are chayiv in tzitzis. However, we know this is not true, because leather is patur in tzitzis. So, right, the Lavush said that the tzitzis are woven with a shesir erev from synthetic material, then it should be chayiv in tzitzis. So the Har Tzvi says, the issue is, if the synthetic material is made into a single sheet, they're like printing out sheets of synthetic material, that would be patur in tzitzis. And if you made a bracha on such tzitzis, that would be a bracha levatala, right? So if you 3D printed tzitzis, that would be no good. That would not be allowed. This is the shita of the Chuvas Mari Shteif, Rav Vosner in the Kovas and Beis Levi, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Licha Shlomo, Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fish in the Avin Yisrael. And this shita says that if it's woven, it should be good. And if it's printed as a sheet, then it's not good. Rav Moshe in the Agros Moshe, and that shuva we cited before, says that even if the beged is woven from leather fibers, it's patur in tzitzis. And he says synthetic material is not a davar hanerag, it's not woven, because it's not designed to be woven, and it's patur in tzitzis. The synthetic material could potentially be made into one piece, and anything that could be made into one piece is not a beged. We wouldn't allow a beged made out of thin strips of leather that were woven together against the Har Tzvi. The reason is that leather can come in the form of one piece, and therefore it's inherently patur. And therefore, even if the beged is woven from synthetic fibers, because it can be made without being woven, it's not considered weaving, and it's patur, even midurabam. He repeats this in Igros Moshe Rechaim Chelekei. In fact, the Ma'anela Igros, which is the sefer that Rabbi Yontif Schwartz, who bitterly attacked Rav Moshe, with his sefer, with his not nice way of addressing Rav Moshe. So the Man El Igros in Siman Nun Beis argues with Rav Moshe, and he follows the reason of the Har Tzvi here. This is also the shita of the Lahoros Nasan, the Chelek Beis. The Or Letzion, Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shul, says that the synthetic material cannot be used because of the reason of the Chayadam, that it's simply not a beged. And Rav Yashav said the same thing as well. The Or Letzion goes further and says that if one is wearing mesh tzitzis on Shabbos in a place where there's no Erev, you'd be carrying on Shabbos. So, another reason to stay away. So again, Ramosh is the most machmer, nothing synthetic at all, woven or printed, whatever it may be. The Tzitz Eliezer is the third shizah. The Tzitz Eliezer says that any cloth made from synthetic material is chayv in tzitzis, especially if it is woven. He rejects the Igros Moshe. However, he says one shouldn't make a bracha on such a beggar with tzitzis because of the machlokas here. When it comes to leather, he says the Tzitz Eliezer, it wasn't originally created to be clothing, and therefore the Torah removed it from the category of a beged. However, synthetic materials were created in order to become clothing. They were designed. When they pressed the button on the machine, the intention was to make it into clothing, and therefore it should be chayv in tzitzis. In the Halacha Brura by Rav Avad Yosef's son, Rav David Yosef, so he says that this is the sheet of his father as well, Rav Avad Yosef, in a handwritten shuva that was never printed. Maybe it was printed subsequently. And this is certainly the case for Sfardim, who followed the Shulchan Aruch, who says that only mitzvah min haTorah with begadim of wool or linen, you can use it, but you wouldn't make a bracha on it at the end of the day. Rav Moshe cites all of this reasoning. He rejects it. He says the Torah didn't tell us to not use leather. The Torah said to use a beged, and these things are not a beged. So we have here three shitas, mikatsa lakatsa, the hard sphere in the middle, if it's printed, no, if it's woven, yes, Ramosha, nothing synthetic is good at all, and on the other extreme, the Tzitz Eliezer says, synthetic is always good, but without a bracha. Rav Asher Weiss has a piece in the Minchas Asher in Parsha Shlach, and he cites his Rebbe, the Klausenberg Rebbe, the Divrei Yetziv, who discusses whether synthetically made beged is chayv and tzitzis. The Rambam in Hilchos Kalim in Perek Aleph in two places says that something that grows in the water is not Mekabel Tumah, cannot become susceptible to Tumah, and therefore it doesn't have the status of a beged. The plastic that is processed comes from fossil fuels, which come from the ocean. So says the Minchas Asher, he rejects the possibility because the fossil fuels come from under the seabed and not from the area where the water is. And it's not the same thing. However, he says, the other reason to say that there's no shame beged on synthetic material is because we only find that something that was gedulei karka, something that grew from the ground, has a shame beged in the eyes of Chazal. And he concludes that because of the question of whether these materials are chayv and tzitzis, one shouldn't make a bracha on them. And he feels one should probably stay away from it, but if you do use mesh tzitzis, you should not make a bracha on it. So Rav Shechter is cited in the Sefer Hakona Olamo by Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz in the first siman, who agrees with the reasoning of the Har Tzvi that the woven synthetic material is potentially chayv and tzitzis. However, he has a different issue with the mesh tzitzis, and that is the holes. The mesh tzitzis, often the holes take up more space than the material. It's paretz mu'ubur, there's more opening than closed areas. And such material is not considered a beged. And the Sefer Lahoros Nasin Chelek Bezer Nasin Gestetner and the Os Nidburu make the same point, that the Mishnah in Kalim in Perek 28 and the Rambam in Hilchos Kalim in Perek 22 say, Chaluk shel sivka, the veil where your skin can be seen through like a window, doesn't have a shem beged and it's not matame. So that's how we come at Halach Lamaisa. The mesh tzitzis potentially can be relied upon, but without a bracha. But you have to be careful that the mesh tzitzis, the holes, are very, very small. Because if they're too big, then it will not be appropriate for a tzitzis at the end of the day. That is part number two. Let's finish up here with issue number three, and that is the discussion of the undershirt tzitzis. So let's talk about a beged zeah. There's a masechta, a small masechta of masechtas katanas and shas called masechtas tzitzis. It's a collection of the statements of Amoraim and Tanayim from the Gaonim as well. So the masechtas tzitzis in Os Hei, it says that an apikorsin is pater in tzitzis, and Rabbi Akiva says that it's chayiv. So you're going to ask me, well, what's an apikorsin? So Rashi in Brachos Chav Dalet explains that an apikarsuso is a headscarf where the two ends of the wrap drape in front of the person, some type of turban where it comes down in front. And therefore, the reason it's patzer, as explained by the Shulchan Aruch, is that something that's used to cover the head is patzer and tzitzis. Fine. The Rush in Moed Katan Perek Gimel, in Os Mem Gimel, cites the Rambam and the Aruch who say that it's that an undergarment that's tied on both sides. It's like an undershirt. That's what an apikorsin is. It's an undershirt. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in his Perush on Masechta Tzitzis, says that it's patzer. And the Beis Yosef explains because it's not open on the majority of the sides. That's why it's no good. That's why this apikarsuso is not valid because it's not open on the sides. It's a closed on both sides. It's not creating four proper corners. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in his Perush on Maseches Tzitzis, explains another reason it's pater is because the Rush also says that an apikar suso is pater in kriya. You wouldn't have to tear a kriya if somebody died if you were wearing such a garment because it is mekabel zeya. It absorbs sweat. It's an undergarment, and therefore it has no chashivus. It's not important. And therefore, in this case, an undergarment that's made to get sweaty could be pater in Tzitzis, and it doesn't have the chashivus of a beged, because it doesn't have a shem beged if it's made to get sweaty. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes that one shouldn't wear the tzitzis on the body, so it doesn't become a beged zeya. And Rav Yeshua Ehrenberg in the Dvar Yehoshua and Chelek Vav agrees with this logic as well. The Tshuva Sechem Dasfi as well says that a beged zeya, something that sits on the body and gets sweaty and absorbs body sweat and body odor, is not a shem beged, is not a beged for the halachas of tzitzis. However, the point that is raised by the Poskim is that we don't find anywhere in the Rishonim that there's a comparison between the laws of Kriya and Hilchot Tzitzis regarding what a Beged Zeh is. Just because I don't tear an undershirt by the laws of Kriya if somebody dies, what does that do with Hilchot Tzitzis? The laws of Kriya have one halacha, and the laws of Tzitzis have another halacha. We don't find anybody speaking about a Betur in Hilchot Tzitzis because of a Beged Zeh. So it's unclear what we're supposed to do with this. So there's a discussion by a number of Svarim with Rav Chaim Kanievsky trying to explain it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky said it was Pashut, and he says this is the way it is. But let's move forward. The Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Dalet brings the story of a student who wanted to go sin. It's a famous story that we talk about when we tell people about wearing sin. Because there was a student who wanted to go sin with a zona in a terrible way with a harlot. And he was taking off his tzitzis. And as he was taking off his tzitzis to sin with her, the tzitzis slapped him in the face, and it shook him out of his aveira, and it kind of rocked him into focusing, and he didn't sin with this woman. So Rav Chaim Pelagi, the Yafel Alev, says that the Gemara is telling us that he first took off his shirt, and then he took off his tzitzis before he was about to sin. He was about to be unclothed. So what do we see, says the Yafel Alev? It must be that he was wearing his tzitzis on his guf, on his body. It doesn't say he took off his shirt, then he took off his tzitzis, and then he took off his undershirt, and then he was, no, the tzitzis was the last article of clothing before he was about to sin. He was unclothed after that. And therefore, he says, we see from here that tzitzis were on the body. And the Gemara makes no mention, no issue, of the tzitzis touching the body itself. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Halicha Shlomo felt that there was no issue with wearing tzitzis directly on the body. And it's not a bizui mitzvah, because it's like being worn like any other beged, and that's how the beged is worn. However, he does say you shouldn't use a towel to clean your glasses. That's a different shir we discussed before. Rav Shlomo Aviner, in his Sheila Shlomo, cites Rav Avram David Orbach, the Abbasin and Tveria, Rav Shlomo Zalman's son, who said that it's not a bizayon to wear tzitzis directly on the body as well. And this is the opinion of Rav Yitzchak Abadi and the Or Yitzchak and Chelek Aleph, the Or Litzion. They all say that it's tashmishe mitzvah. It's not tashmishe kedusha. It's allowed to touch the body. No big deal. In the Sefer Kedoshim Tiyu, the quotes of Mordechai Eliyahu, that if it's worn on the skin, the beged is considered a beged zeya, and therefore to be zarin to the tzitzis, it's inappropriate to wear it that way. And Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher as well, in the Avin Yisrael, says you shouldn't wear tzitzis on the body. And there's also a letter from Rav Binyamin Zilber at the end of the Sefer Kedoshim to you, where he says that the Arizal says that the tzitzis beged shouldn't be on the skin, and it's not alpi kabbalah, but it's simply not the right thing to do. And but if it happens once in a while, it's okay. Not everybody agrees to this is what the Arizal says, but we'll leave this over here. Rav Abadi has a piece in the end of the Chelek Beis of Or Yitzchak where he disputes this, if that's what the Arizal meant. And the Tshuvas Rivos Ephraim, Ephraim Greenblatt, and the Chelek Dalet says that on very hot days in the summer, it's only considered ba'akrai once in a while. It's mutter. But to do it all the time with the tzitzis beged touching your body is not appropriate. And this is the Shita Rav Avi Yosef in the Sefer Kedoshim Tiyu, which is a sefer that discusses this. And the Tshuvas Hanagos Rav Shtemra Chelek Aleph says that it's a hiddur mitzvah to not get the beged to go get all sweaty, and generally the beged should be kept clean and nice and not sitting directly on the body. So we have here a machlokas aposkim, what to do about can the beged go on the body. It seemed to be it would appropriate if one can wear an undershirt, one definitely has room to be machmer as well. The other issue about it, of the undershirt tzitzis, is that the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Yud that the sides of the tzitzis must have the majority open. It has to be 51% open and not closed. The reason is that there has to be dalad kanfos, four corners. And if the majority of the side is closed, then the corner is not considered a kanaf for the entire beged, a corner. So the Bir Halach and the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkas and the Chavhei explain that there is a machlokas aposkim in regards to the armholes as to whether they're considered a closed area in regards to the measurement. And he says the minhag aposkim, the Nishmas Adam, Rishon HaKluger, is to treat the armholes as susim, as closed. So, for example, we wouldn't measure the space over here in the shirt. We wouldn't measure it over there because that's not considered an open space. And they argue that you can't combine two separate pesuchos. You can't combine the opening of the armhole, the opening below it, in order to create the whole thing to be considered one unit of open space. And therefore, when you measure to see if the majority of the side of the tzitzis is open, you can only include the area below the opening of the arm. So for this reason, Rav Shechter, many poskim as well, reject undershirt tzitzis. And it's not so clear whether they can be used. But again, if you sit there and you measure to make sure it's 51%, open, that would be okay as well. The Mishnah Berurah says that if part of the side that's closed can be opened and closed easily, then it could be considered an open area. So therefore, if you have snaps, that would be a better thing as well. And that would be one way to get out of it as well. And that would create a better option as well if you want to use undershirt tzitzis. So let's summarize halacha lemaisa through the three types of begadim we discussed this evening. Cotton versus wool. Certainly one can rely cotton on the Ramah, but the Mishnah Berurah says, and Ramosha Feinstein says, a Yirei Shemaim should be machmer to wear a wool beged underneath. When it comes to mesh tzitzis versus anything else, we have a machlokas aposkim as well over here. One can rely on the Haratzvi if need be, but again, one should be careful to not make a bracha if you are, perhaps, and if so as well, make sure the holes of the mesh tzitzis are very, very small and not very, very big. And the last is to have undershirt tzitzis. One should be aware that there might be a machlokas here, an issue regarding the status of the tzitzis beged touching your skin, and that being an issue of a beged zeya. Certainly one has what to rely on when it comes to wearing the undershirt tzitzis that touch the skin, but one needs to also be concerned regarding the opening on the side, that it's open at 51%. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful evening.